Hi. This week the question is Allah of the Islam religion the same as the God of the Bible? Sometimes people suggest that Muslims worship the same God as Christians do, and the only difference is the name that each group is using. So the question being asked is whether or not the God of the Bible is the same as the God worshipped by the Muslims. The answer is simply no. The God revealed in the Bible is radically different than the God which Muslims worship. The God of the Bible is a triune being, and the God of Islam is the equivalent of the God worshipped by Jehovah's Witnesses and Pentecostal Oneness groups. Both Jehovah's Witnesses, the Pentecostal Oneness people, and Muslims worship a God which is composed of a single person, whereas the God of the Bible is a trinity or a triune being. In Matthew 28, verse 19, Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In Romans 15, verse 30, "Now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ, and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God." 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen." 1 Peter 1, verse 2, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied." In 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." There are other passages which could be given, but this is sufficient to prove the point. The God of the Bible is not a single person. He is a plurality of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the very first chapter of the Bible, the plurality of God is seen. In Genesis 1:26, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." These plural pronouns, us and our, these plural pronouns indicate that the God of the Bible is a unity of more than just one person. Jesus describes the unity between the Father, Son, and Spirit as being so close and so perfect that they are to be considered as one, not one in number, but one in unity. Jesus prayed to his Father in the Gospel of John. Notice a portion of his prayer. In John 17, verse 20 and 21, "I do not pray for these apostles alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me." The God of the Bible is a single unit, one God, but the unit is composed of three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Matthew 19, verse 4, Jesus answered and said to them, "Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let not man separate." Notice carefully, when a man and a woman marry, they are considered to be one flesh. The husband and wife are now viewed as a single unit, though they are two people who compose the unit. In the same way, the Father, Son, and Spirit are viewed as a single unit in Scripture. This unity is why the Bible teaches there is one God, Mark 12, verse 29, and yet there are three persons who make up that one God. Jesus said in John 10, verse 30, "I and my Father are one." The God worshipped by Jehovah's Witnesses, Pentecostal Oneness groups, and Muslims is a single person kind of a God, a totally different God. Because these groups worship a different God than the one God of the Bible, there can be no unity or acceptance of these people as being saved followers of God, for they do not believe in the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Spirit, is the only true living God, and in Him alone can salvation be found. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call every week as we consider various subjects on Bible Talk.